Welcome to the Butterfly Season podcast, where we find the beauty in the cocoon season. You know, the season we have to go through before we live life fully in our butterfly season. My name is Aisha Marshall, and I know a thing or two about cocoon season. Here's the thing. On paper, I had everything I ever wanted. Great life, thriving business, Forbes 30 under 30, on the cover of magazines. And at the peak of it all, something didn't feel right. So I chose to literally burn it all to the ground. Cue my cocoon season. I thought burning it to the ground would solve all of my problems. Turns out that was just the beginning. Cocoon season is where our wings are formed, in the chaos, challenging it, overcoming it, reimagining what life may look like. And one of the biggest lessons was, the growing doesn't stop. Through the stories of others, experts in different modalities, get ready for the metamorphosis, because once you're strong enough to burst out of the cocoon, imagine how beautiful your wings will be. Hey guys, welcome back to the Butterfly Season podcast, where we celebrate the beauty in the transformation. Today is a microdose of an episode catching you up on all the things post the High Vibes Only series. Speaking of, if you haven't tuned in yet, make sure to head back to that series. What's one of our most popular series to this point. And in the spirit of High Vibes Only, don't forget to grab your merch at the Butterfly Season shop. Use the word podcast to get 10% off your order. Okay. Back to why we're here. It really feels like it's been ages since we last caught up. I've seriously missed our little podcast family and all the heart-to-hearts we share here. So you might be wondering where I've been hiding, right? I wish I had this wild, adventurous tale for you, but the truth is I've been navigating through what I call my cocoon season. If you're new here and wondering what on earth that means, picture it as this time where life kind of forces you to hit pause, dive deep into your own thoughts, and maybe even face some tough truths about yourself and your path. It's about peeling back layers, finding what really matters, and, well, growing closer to what you're meant to be doing in this world. For me, this whole cocoon thing wasn't exactly by choice. I could feel it brewing on the horizon, but man, was I trying to dodge it. Questions were swirling around my head like, what's the next chapter for butterfly season? And do I even want to keep my jewelry brand white going? I was stuck, feeling like the answers were just out of reach, yet somehow I knew they were important. Then life threw a curveball. After our High Vibes Only series wrapped up and the holidays faded away, Cam and I went through something pretty tough. I'm not quite ready to dive into that story yet. Grief is a strange and unwieldy beast, and I'm still in the thick of it. But believe it or not, that tough time kind of cracked the code for me. It shone a light on what really mattered, answering those big questions in ways I didn't expect. Losing something or someone has this weird way of putting things into perspective, doesn't it? It made me realize that my jewelry brand, White, wasn't where my heart was at anymore. It's funny, isn't it? How sometimes it takes a shakeup to see where your priorities truly lie. It's like life's way of nudging us towards what's genuinely important. That realization hit me hard, and it kickstarted this whole process of letting go of White. It felt like a step closer to aligning with my soul's purpose, you know? There's something about acting swiftly on these gut feelings that just seems to open up the right doors. Which left me with the biggie. What's next for butterfly season? I've been toying with this idea, pulling together all my therapy notes, and trying to shape them into something that could help others navigate their own journeys. My notes are basically a mishmash of diagrams and frameworks that have helped me untangle my own thoughts and feelings. I've always been good at spotting patterns and building frameworks to make sense of things. And somewhere along the line, this idea started taking shape. Creating a book or a journal from these frameworks felt like climbing a mountain at first. Where do you even start, right? But then life threw another curveball my way with a loss that knocked the wind out of me. Suddenly everything else just stopped. And in that standstill, the one thing that felt right, the one thing that seemed to flow, was working on this book. I can't even begin to tell you how much putting this book together has meant to me. It's been a lifeline, a way to work through my grief, and surprisingly, a source of healing. It's like through this process, I've found a way to not just help myself, but potentially help others too. So here we are. I'm on the cusp of sharing this journey with you, and honestly, it feels like we're all in this together. This podcast, this space we've created, it's like a diary for me. and you're all a part of it. I owe it to you to keep you in the loop, to share the ups and downs, and to hopefully offer something that can help you through your own cocoon seasons. All right, friends, before we part ways today, I want to leave you with a bit of encouragement, a little heart-to-heart from someone who's been through the thick of it. My journey, with all its ups and downs, has taught me a lot, not just about myself, but about the process of transformation. And if there's one thing I hope you take away from all this, it's the courage to give yourself the space you need to cocoon. Cocoon seasons, as daunting as they might seem, are truly blessings in disguise. They're your chance to dive deep, to learn and unlearn the things about yourself that have been holding you back. It's in this sacred space that you'll find the wisdom to move forward, to grow into the person you're meant to be. And remember, this process can't be rushed. There's no set time frame for a cocoon season because the real beauty lies in the transformation itself. So if you're standing at the edge of your own cocoon season, feeling hesitant or unsure, I encourage you to take that step forward. Embrace the uncertainty, the introspection, and the potential for growth. It might not be easy, but I promise you, it's worth it. Your cocoon season is your chance to get your blessing, to emerge on the other side stronger, wiser, and more aligned with your soul's purpose. Let's not forget that every transformation, every journey is deeply personal and unique. So whether you're just starting to feel the stirrings of change or you're deep in the heart of your cocoon, know that you're not alone. Take all the time you need because in the end, the transformation you'll undergo will be nothing short of beautiful. Thanks for being here, for sharing this space with me. Your support, your willingness to listen and engage has been a beacon of light on my own journey. Here's to embracing our cocoon seasons, to learning, growing, and transforming into the best versions of ourselves. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward, one step, one day at a time.